Today's spotlight features the Chief Executive Officer of Newpaints, Mr. Kobus Brouwer. Now, he is a transformative leader with over 24 years in high-level management across diverse industries, including FMCG, hospitality, consulting, and coatings. Known for his resilience and innovation, he has driven growth in international markets and values, creating environments where people and shareholders both succeed. Brouwer's leadership focuses on fostering a culture of shared success, empowerment, and pushing boundaries. As he embarks on his role with Newpaints, he brings his vision and extensive expertise to drive the company's innovation and growth. Mr. Brouwer, welcome to Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
You've navigated some of the most complex industries, FMCG, hospitality, and now coatings, each with its own unique challenges. Now, looking back on your journey, what have been the pivotal moments that shaped your approach to leadership? And how have those experiences equipped you for your role at Newpaints?
It starts all with our inherent motivation for success. As we pursue success, we start to learn things out in the marketplace. And success doesn't need to be something just big. Success starts with small things as to how we follow our own personal goals, our role in the neighborhood, our what do we want to achieve in the community. And so it builds up. So we make our plans, we come together, it looks great on paper. And then as we're getting ready out there, the competitor walks onto the pitch and suddenly everything changes. All bets are off, and it's a competitive environment. It's during this time when one starts, as a team, starts to face some obstacles in the marketplace. Fierce competition, competitive mindsets, and then things not normally always play out as we want it to be. And then when that's the time when we are confronted by the fact that we might fail. And that's one of the big problems that we have in getting ourselves over the line is this fear of failure. So one of the key things that we've learned is that we will not accept failure as a reward for our hard work.
Yeah.
I
love that.
We will get on, thank you. We will get on organizing ourselves for success. And that is the key thing that I have learned over the years is that we've got to have a greater objective out there. In the meantime, we all have to overcome obstacles, and that shapes our behavior from a mental perspective.
Absolutely.
I think leadership is, first of all, about direction. But secondly, leadership is real. It's on the ground. It's about providing resources. It's about helping people to shape that mindset that makes us competitive on a day-to-day basis and one that's helped us to be resilient to face those obstacles, face those failures.
Now, the industries you've worked in are notoriously competitive, as you've mentioned, and yet you've consistently been able to turn challenges into opportunities. When the odds were stacked against you, how did you find the resilience to keep pushing forward? And what role does that resilience play in how you lead today?
Yeah, thank you. Resilience is actually about the aftermath of having taken a blow, having faced failure. When you find things are difficult in the marketplace, to find that inner strength to get up after you have experienced some sort of difficulty out there. And it's all about the mindset. To find the inner strength to say, I will pursue until I get to success. I will pursue success and I will do it day after day because that is what I'm all about. So it's a mindset, but one needs to be prepared in terms of your practices to deal with it. And most important is, how do your team deal with difficulty out in the market? How do they take the blow? And how do I act thereafter to get myself back on track to face my competition? I think resilience is a very, very important part of our daily activity in private life, in commercial life, in the way that we, as a bigger community, live ourselves. Because you can't get into a ring and not expect to take blows. It has to happen, and we must learn from it. It helps us to focus ourselves, to sharpen our skills, to rebuild our confidence, find new ways to be innovative and creative thereafter, because we don't want to walk into that barrage again.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Mr. Brouwer, you are passionate about growing shareholder value while still nurturing the people around you. How do you strike the balance between driving profitability and creating an environment where your team feels empowered and valued?
Yeah, right. So from a profitability perspective, this is the end goal of businesses.
Yeah.
And so we need to align ourselves in that context to make sure that we are profitable. But in so doing, we need to gather ourselves as a team. And I've learned over time that people feel valued the moment they start being recognized. So when are you recognized in a team? You create value for yourself out in the marketplace through action. So the market will value you, your team will value you in terms of the action that you are taking. So if you get the results, you will get the recognition of the team.
Yeah.
And the team will value you because your contribution to the team is very important. So in that process, one needs to develop that self-worthiness. So if I feel worthy, I have the confidence to connect with my team members. And if team members see that we've got a worthwhile team player here with us, they will connect with me. And that's how we, in this context, built good teams with valued members within those teams.
Now, one of the things that stands out about your career is your ability to transform organizations under pressure, whether it's restructuring, improving profitability, or boosting market share. What is your process for approaching a business that needs transformation? Where do you start, and how do you ensure long-term success?
All businesses are different. All the markets are different. And they keep on changing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key challenge here. So we need to start such a process with the end goal in mind.
Yep.
So in that sense, I'm saying I believe in a principle that we can create our own future. So by that meaning is we can develop scenarios, we can create paths forward, paths forward, and we can explore with it. Now, if you say, how can you think that you create your own future? The fact is, you set your goals, your daily goals, your weekly goals, your monthly goals, your annual goals, and so on. You create your day of tomorrow. You can flip over your diary and look at what stands in your diary. That's what you decided you're going to do tomorrow. You have created tomorrow for yourself, within the bigger context, obviously. And so this is where the concept comes from, back to the future. I'm getting back to the future because I have explored it. I was there. I can see it. So part of this is that we must see the future. We must see the opportunity
to
pursue. You must have the vision. And that's also why I'm saying leadership is real. It has to be grounded. Teams, successful teams, must be able to see the goal and the future and the opportunity there. And then fast forward to the future.
Yeah. I've been talking about the future. You know, stepping into the CEO role at Neopaints marks a new chapter for both you and the company. Now, as you look ahead, both in your role at Newpaints and in your own journey, what excites you most about the future and the legacy that you want to leave behind?
I think the future is one of possibility, one of opportunity. There's so much out there. You know, there's a topic that I like a lot, that I read a lot about, and that's cosmology. And it opens up this enormous world outside our solar system. And it's just amazing what plays out there, you know, and what, from a scientific perspective, what happens out there, how little we know. But what it does, it just opens up your vision about what can happen. The world, the universe, maybe there's a multiverse. Is one of abundance. We don't harvest a part of it. It's a minuscule part where we operate, and so I see the future as one of possibility. I think I'm excited about the future. I'm excited for Newpaints. I think it's wonderful to have a Namibian company that operates under difficult circumstances, under severe competitive action by international players that are in the marketplace, yet Newpaints stand out as an organization that can achieve good service, that provides good quality products, that got wonderful people that makes this real.
I love that. Now, the role of a CEO comes with immense pressure, especially from stakeholders and shareholders who expect results. How do you manage the weight of those expectations, and what's your philosophy for ensuring both short-term wins and long-term sustainability?
Yeah, I think we need to be more gritty. We need to have the passion and the perseverance to succeed. I think that that goes with resilience, that goes with our attitude. How do we approach the marketplace? It goes with tenacity, which talks about the strong will that we have to succeed. We've got to continuously do that. So I believe that one of the things that we need to do to be more gritty is we need to remind ourselves of the bigger purpose out there. We need to develop a positive mindset. We need to get ourselves into a growth mindset where things are going to be different. You know, there's the old saying that if we continue to do what we've always done, we will always get what we always got.
Yeah.
So we need to get away from that. And that links up with the opportunity that sits right in front of us. And with that, I would like to add that opportunities are not waiting for us. Proactivity means that we will seek out opportunities.
Yes.
And opportunities, the word window of opportunity is such a beautiful expression, because that opportunity comes from the right or the left at a pace past you, and it gives you one moment to look at it and to grab it. If you're not organized to take it, it'll pass you.
Now, having worked across so many sectors, you must have developed a unique view on what true leadership looks like. If you were to sum up your leadership philosophy in a sentence or two, what would it be? And what advice would you give to other executives looking to lead with impact?
Yeah, leadership is a vast subject, and there is there's no one good answer for it. And it is good that it is like that, because leadership is asked in very different aspects of life. Leadership, I believe, is about first direction. Leadership is also about organizing the organization in a way to achieve. So another concept, which is servant leadership, which talks a little bit more about management, more about the actions that would be taken in the organization, the ability for organization to perform, comes from servant leadership, in the sense that senior executives, leaders, need to provide resources, empower their team, their teams, to perform. Without resources, we cannot perform. Without leadership direction, we cannot perform. And we need to have a positive mindset. We need to have a competitive mindset that will help us to get closer to the edge. And if we accept good as good enough, we will never get to excellence, is the saying. What we must remember, though, is that close to the edge, the margins of winning and losing are very thin.
Yeah.
And we need to pursue that with dedication and great focus to make sure that we get there.
Beautifully said. Now, in today's world, leadership extends beyond the boardroom. How do you see the role of a CEO evolving in the future, especially when it comes to leading in ways that go beyond just financial metrics, whether it's driving social responsibility, innovation, or sustainability?
Yeah, I think the key word there is sustainability. In today's world where we have lots of influences on the environment, sustainability is a key thing. So it's about how we do things. And we need to be mindful of sustainability. Mm-hmm. So with sustainability being an important platform, it is important that we understand that businesses operate within a bigger system. And we as leaders need to understand that the system approach, understanding what impacts from outside our business, the regulatory environment, the stakeholder environment. And as much as we need to deliver profit to shareholders, we also have an impact on our supply chain, for instance. So that is, if we are a successful business, we will procure more from our suppliers, who will in turn employ more people, who in turn will provide a good working environment for their employees.
Like a chain reaction.
The chain reaction. Who will pay more tax? So in the end, if we look at the environment, the bigger picture for businesses, the best thing that a business can do to a community, to a society, is to be good at what it is. Good businesses brings good to societies. It employs people. It provides food on the table. It inspires people. It motivates people. It supports government. It supports development. So being good at a business is good for the society. And that I promote. You get a lot of destructive businesses that's got negative impacts on the environment, negative impact on societies. And it's not always that easy, but we should strive for it. To have a good, effective, productive business that plays into the greater good of our societies.
Mr. Brouwer, any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think with Namibia where it is currently after COVID, I sense a very good sense of a positive look. I can sense a sense of excitement about the future. There are lots of talk about investment in our country, and we have the ability to take ourselves as a country forward. There is a lot available on the horizon, and I'm in full support of Namibian businesses, Namibian practices. I've got great belief in our Namibian people. I'm a Namibian myself, and I think that there's a lot for us to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Kobus Brouwer, the Chief Executive Officer of New Paints, thank you for your time.
Thank you.